Hi, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Life Lean In. This is episode number 4, and we have a special guest with us today. I know her so well. She's actually my sister-in-law, and she goes by Jessica, Sims, Jessie, Jess.
Yes, all of them. A lot of names. Yes.
Yeah. Today's topic is parenting through a pandemic. Whoa. Before we jump in, though, I want to just say kind of as a caveat or a side note that leadership is influence. Parenting is a part of being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You're being a leader in your house. You're supposed to lead your house as a parent, lead your kids. And here's the deal. The real and the raw during a pandemic, leaders don't know what they're doing. We're figuring it out on a day-to-day basis. We're shifting. You've heard words like pivot. And if I hear that word again, I might throw up a little bit. But that's the world we're living in. And that's what we're doing. But what we want to dive in today is the fact that even during a pandemic, even though, man, things are shifting and we're adjusting, we're trying to figure things out, man, we can still be great parents. We may not feel like great parents all the time, but we can do some things to be good parents. Where does that start?
I think that starts with being just real with our kids, letting them see our emotions and see the things that are tough for us too. I think that they need to be heard in the feelings that everything's changing on a daily basis and they're not sure what to expect. But they also need to know that we are going to be solid in what we say and what we do with them.
No doubt. And I think for a lot of parents, they haven't felt solid. And so, you know, I know when we started talking about this and even invited you to be a part of this Life Lean In, you may have even thought like, man, what do I have to offer? Or, you know, and I think the same thing. What do I have to offer? And the reality is that we're not perfect. And you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make judgment calls that might be a little bit off or wrong. Man, it's okay to have to come back and apologize to your kids or maybe things that you've done or said. I know that in our house, man, there's been moments of tension, where we've maybe had the wrong tone or whatever, and we've had to come back and apologize because there's so much that we're dealing with during our season. But as a parent, so let's talk about, like, you have 3 kids.
Yes.
What are the ages?
They are 10, 10, and 5.
So you have twins.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. And then so those are the 10-year-olds.
Yes.
And then you have a 5-year-old girl.
Yep.
Who started kindergarten for the first time.
In a pandemic, yes.
Kindergarten, virtual.
And hybrid, and in person.
How on earth does that happen?
She's been phenomenal. Yeah. She really goes with what we tell her is changing. But one thing that we were talking about earlier is just reminding the kids that she started out virtual, then she went to hybrid. So she was going 2 days a week in person, 3 days a week virtual. Then she was fully in person for 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. And now she's back to fully virtual. And for a kid that doesn't even know a school schedule, this is like every day something's changing.
Absolutely.
And just praying through it and kind of asking God, like, how on earth do I guide my kids through these? Today you have sports, tomorrow you don't. Today you have school, we're not sure what tomorrow will bring. Just the reminder that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the things he says to us and to our kids in the Bible about who he is, who we are, and who he sees in us, and the promises that he's made us, those aren't going to change.
Right. That's so good. And it's important that you kind of have this grounding foundation of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what comes our way, matter of fact, Jesus even said it, that we're going to have trials,
right,
that we're going to go through some stuff. He never said that it was just going to be perfect all the time. He never said that we're going to be always successful or have it our way.
Right.
That's not going to happen. A matter of fact, those trials actually do something in us. They build some character. Mm-hmm. They build perseverance. And man, what would you say to a parent who feels like, man, their kids, maybe they're struggling in school? maybe they're missing their friends. They need that community. They need that friendship. What would you say to a parent whose kids, maybe they've lost some sports or some activities? Like, what do you tell them?
You're not alone. I think every single one of us has felt that loss for our kids, for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think that we have to get creative with the ways that we show our kids different kinds of community that they may not have realized could exist before. I actually heard my son this morning on his tutoring Zoom call telling his tutor that although all the sports in his life were taken away from him, his church still offers him an opportunity to play Ultimate Frisbee. Yeah. So his pastor, also his uncle, took him along to a youth group yesterday just to get out and play sports with a group
around.
Of people. Yeah. And
even
he thought
when it was 30 degrees
outside.
Greatest
thing. Yes.
Yeah.
I was asked if I was coming. I said, no way, it's cold. So.
Yeah. And that's what's so crazy is, you know, I know even as me as a leader, as a parent, we're navigating all of these different scenarios and what's safe and what's not safe. And we're navigating fears and we're navigating even, you know, I've heard this phrase all the time, the science, follow the science, follow the science. And I'm all for that. But science is changing. They haven't understood what we've faced and what we're facing. And even as we go through this, it's still changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to have, I think, grace for leaders. We have to have grace for people who are trying to figure it out for the best of us. And we have to have grace for ourselves.
Yeah.
Man, we parents, if I can tell you anything from this podcast, just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Like, the sun is going to come up tomorrow. The Bible says that God's mercies are new every single day.
And so thankful for that.
So thankful.
Because like, I have to ask, like you said, I have to ask my kids for forgiveness in the morning for the responses that I gave them in the evening that they called me on. And I walk out of that situation and say to my husband, I think I owe Hudson an apology.
Yeah.
But his mercies are new every morning, and I can ask for that forgiveness and let it go.
You know, and I love how God just, he keeps it real all the time, talking about how his mercies are new every day. Something that also I think during the season that's so crucial for us to think about is that Jesus also says, like, forget about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Today has enough worries of its own. And we don't like that. Like, we like to have everything planned and here's our schedule. And man, we like our routines, and routine is good and we need routines. But man, it's when we get thrown into chaos, I think, that we actually grow. A pastor of mine used to say, a good mentor of mine used to say, that when things change in us or around us, conflict happens. And typically, we do the pushback to change. We don't love it. We don't like change. We want to keep it the same all the time. That's why when our kids take something out of maybe the cupboard or something and they don't put it back, we're like, what is going on here? This is chaotic. Somebody get this house together. Yeah. Or maybe like my two-year-old, I have a two-year-old daughter. I have a four-year-old daughter. My two-year-old daughter, during the season, she became obsessed with going into her room and her sister's room and just taking out all the clothes and throwing them all over the place.
And they're home all the time right now. So you can't stop the cycle.
It's the best game ever. Let's go into the room and take out all the clothes. Forget that mom just laundered all the clothes, folded all the clothes, Marie Kondo'd all the clothes. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Marie Kondo'd all the clothes and put them in all neat and nice. And then two-year-old Gracie takes them out, throws them up all over the place, and then just looks at her like, this is the world we live in. And change, conflict, growth. Change, conflict, growth. We need to be able to embrace change because change is inevitable.
Right.
The one thing that you can count on as constant is we're changing. And that's not even during a pandemic. It's going to happen. We're growing. We're progressing. We're moving forward. We got to embrace change. We also got to embrace the conflict that comes with change. And that's where most people, I would say, tend to want to mail it in. They want to rebel against the conflict. They want it to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And they rarely, sometimes they get to a quitting point and they'll quit. And really crashing through those quitting points. Man, don't quit being a parent.
Yeah.
You said this earlier, and I want you to repeat it. Kids need structure.
Yeah, I have.
So we got to give them some structure.
The wisest lady, who was a great mentor to me, and one time I was asking her just about that structure and that quitting point that we reach where we're just like, fine, do what you want.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't have you ask me one more time for that piece of candy that I told you no to
right. Five
times ago. But she said, Jess, kids need to trust that when they lean on a wall, it's not going to fall.
Yeah.
It's not going to crumble below them. And as a parent, you have to be their wall.
Sure.
They have to know that there's consistency in what you say, that you're going to stand your ground, and they're actually looking for that structure. Sometimes they're testing us. They
no doubt
want to see that wall fall, but they are not going to feel safe with us when they do.
Yep.
So we have to stand our ground and be consistent with them.
No doubt. And I think kids are going to push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know, where is that line?
How
where is
gray
that wall?
Is
how
it?
Far can I go?
Yes.
They're going to do that. Not all kids, a lot of kids. And man, Kelsey and I talk about this all the time. We have, I share that we need vision for our lives. We need vision for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, Kelsey and I decided, look, if we're going to be great parents, if we're going to be godly parents that raise up our kids, kids are supposed to leave eventually. Spouses are supposed to stay, kids go, and all too often we even put the priorities of our kids above our spouses and our marriage, and things start to go awry.
Mm-hmm.
We start to do all these things for our kids, and man, and then they don't see modeled a great relationship in a husband and wife. But what was I even talking about? Here's my ADD global that comes in.
Conflict.
So I was talking
and
about
growth.
So here's
and structure.
Yep. So, but here's the deal with kids and those boundaries, you need to set them. And here's what's so cool. Here's what's so cool about God. God never doesn't do what he said he was going to do. But how often do we do that?
Oh, so often.
How often do you say, hey, if you do this, here's the consequence. Or if you do this, here's the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we waver, and here's why I think we do that. We want to be their friend.
Yes. I.
How big of a challenge is that as a parent?
I think it's.
We want our kids to like us.
Yeah, I think it's so hard. And I think especially in this pandemic season, we see our kids hurting over the things that they thought were true about life because it's all they knew. And those things are changing. So then we think that in order to keep them happy, we need to adapt and change.
Yeah.
And we don't.
Right.
If they can see that consistency in us and trust us, then we're modeling their heavenly father who they can trust so much more than us.
Right.
I think it's also important to let them know, like, hey, I waver, I fall back. I try to be your friend, or I get tired of trying to be your parent and I just get lazy.
Sure.
To be honest, there's times where I let them do things that I have said they can't do. Or I don't follow through with a punishment because it's not one that I want to deal with.
Sure.
Another very That's wise thing key. I've been told.
That is a, parents, listen to this. If I can share anything with you that mimics the heart and the person of God, it's follow through.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing what you say that you're going to do. Jesus even put it this way. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, and anything else comes from the evil one.
Yeah.
And man, that consistency, that follow through, as much as we don't want to hear this, this is an integrity issue.
Yeah.
And we want to be people who follow through. And so, man, if you come together, and by the way, if you're not on the same page with your husband or wife, man, get on the same page in parenting. I know that's difficult. We grew up in different environments. You had different parents.
Yeah.
And man, your husband had different parents, had a different upbringing. You've got to come together to decide how you're going to parent, what kinds of decisions you're going to make for your kids, the boundaries, the walls, the guardrails.
Yep.
Man, I know that we need those. Coming back to the vision, and this is how we're going to close. When Kelsey and I first got married and we talked about having kids, it's very simple. Our vision for our family was very simple. We wanted to help our kids love God. We wanted to help our kids love the church, the community of God, the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, we hope and pray that they actually love us back. Like, And we it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. We still want to be their friends. We still want to make their life great and make sure that they have a great life. But man, loving God and loving the church, man, if our focus is on that, man, the kids will be fine.
Yep.
Man, they'll leave our house and they will thrive and succeed and do great things for God and for the world.
And they'll know their own purpose.
Yeah. But if we focus on everything else, all that gets pushed to the side. And so we need that consistency in our own lives and our faith lives and our vision for our family. Mm-hmm. And man, when we do that, our marriages are going to thrive. We're putting God first and our kids are going to soar.
Yep.
And do amazing things.
Absolutely. Last word. There's a verse in the Bible, and I can't think of it right now, but where God describes our kids as arrows in our quiver.
So good.
And our sole purpose as parents is to prepare those arrows to be shot out into the world and light the kingdom on fire for Jesus.
Love it.
So if we can trust that our kids have a purpose in his kingdom and they are supposed to be sent out in that way, I think it makes it easier to prepare them and to prepare our hearts for that as we're raising them up.
Love it.
So
I told her she could have the final word, but since she said that,
you're taking it back.
I feel like I need to end with kind of a funny. That verse also says that blessed are those whose quiver is full.
Ooh.
Parents, do you know how that happens?
Mine's full.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Life Lean In, where we're progressing, we're getting better, we want to grow. And so in order to do that, we've got to grow, we got to embrace mm-hmm. the real and the raw, and we got to keep leaning in. We'll see you next time for Life Lean In.